Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Micah Brandt. She is the market leader of marketing for Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, a restaurant that prides themselves on their community outreach program. So thank you very much for joining me today, Micah. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.
First of all, tell us about Raising Cane's. How did it all get started?
Raising Cane's has a beautiful history. It started about 23 years ago in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Todd Grave, our founder, was taking classes at LSU business program, and he put together this business plan for a chicken finger concept. Now, he presented this class, and he got the lowest grade in his class. His professor and everyone around him said, "There's no way this will ever work. You cannot have a concept that just sells chicken fingers." Well, did not deter Todd. He put that business plan in a ratty old briefcase, carried it around to some small banks around Baton Rouge, and was denied by all of the banks. Said, nope, it will not work. You need to have your own investment and skin in the game. He actually came out to California. He was in El Segundo and Torrance working as a boilermaker at the ExxonMobil factories out there.
Okay.
Worked long hours as a boilermaker, like 80-hour weeks. It's a super dangerous job, but pays very well. And there he met a man named Wild Bill. Wild Bill said, you know, if you really want to make money, you need to go up to Alaska and be a sockeye salmon fisherman.
Really?
No joke.
Okay.
So he actually hitchhiked up to Naknek, Alaska.
Okay.
Camped on a frozen tundra for about 30 days before a fishing boat captain would take him on his ship. He was a greenhorn. Who wants a greenhorn, right?
Right.
But Todd was determined to make this happen. So he got on a fishing boat, did a season of sockeye salmon fishing, and from there was able to take those two jobs, go back to Baton Rouge, apply for another small business loan, and open his first restaurant. That restaurant is at the North Gates of LSU. It opened in August of 1996. He and three buddies basically built the restaurant with their own two hands. They took an old building and they refurbished it together. He had an apartment behind it. They were working crazy hours to get this restaurant opened. And they opened again on August 28th, 1996. That restaurant, we call it the Mothership. It is still there today. It's a really cool, small little location. On LSU game days, the lines are out the door for our tailgates and our chicken fingers. And now we're at about 430 restaurants across 26 states. We have 17 Raising Cane's locations here in California now, and we're going to have probably about another 12 more this year with insane growth over the next years.
Okay, now what's the story behind the actual name Raising Cane's?
So Raising Cane's happened when they were about to open their doors, and Todd was like, I don't know what to name my restaurant. I'm going to name it Sockeye's after raising or earning the money through salmon fishing. And his brother's like, you can't name a chicken finger restaurant Sockeye's. So Raising Cane was actually his childhood dog. And Raising Cane was there on site all day. There's amazing photos of Todd and Raising Cane building the site. They're on a lot of our restaurants. And his buddy's like, why don't you name it after your dog? And so we are actually named after Raising Cane the First. He is our namesake.
And we are now what kind of dog?
So Yellow Lab, he was our namesake. She is now a family pet, Raising Cane the Third. She's a one-year-old puppy who's training to be a therapy dog. Lives in Baton Rouge with Todd and Gwen, and she's absolutely an adorable little puppy.
Okay, now go into a little bit more specifics about your menu. What is Raising Cane's all about? I know you you serve chicken fingers, but give us a little bit more in-depth detail on your menu.
We have our one love, and our one love is our quality chicken finger meals. We have five items. We have chicken fingers, French fries, coleslaw, Texas toast, and cane sauce. Our cane sauce is like our signature sauce. Can't tell you what's in it. Sorry.
Okay.
It's our secret recipe, but it's kind of tangy and peppery, delicious. Basically goes on everything. We have delicious Texas toast. We hand spread garlic butter on it and we flat top grill it. We have our crinkle cut fries. They are extra long premium center cut Idaho potatoes, like perfectly cook them, and they're heavily salted. You got to have salted fries.
Of course.
Our coleslaw is hand-mixed in-house, fresh, crisp, creamy, and delicious.
Now, you also talked about your chicken fingers never being frozen. They're made to order.
So our chicken fingers, they come in fresh. They have never been frozen. We hand marinate them for 24 hours. We don't batter them or bread them until they are being ordered. So they are cooked to order. You are always going to get a steaming hot piece of chicken. You break it up open when you get it on your platter. It should steam right in front of you. So be careful you don't burn your mouth,
okay,
please.
Okay, great. Now, you talked about Raising Cane's growth across California. Tell us the stores that you have right now in the Inland Empire area and some of these stores that you plan to open in the future.
So in the Inland Empire right now, we have San Bernardino, Fontana, Upland, Ontario, Riverside, Menifee. In June, we should be opening Temecula. We'll also have another location in Murrieta, maybe end of year, maybe early 2020, kind of goes on, depends on building. We'll have another location in Ontario as well. We have lots of growth plans out here in the Inland Empire. We're super excited for it. It's been a phenomenal partnership, and we love being able to really be part of the community out here.
And you talk about the One Love. That's your kind of your mantra, your motto. Tell us a little bit again, what is that all about? How did that come about?
So One Love was Todd's true focus on serving quality chicken finger meals. We have a box combo, which is four fingers. We have a three-finger combo. We have our Caniac combo, which is our six-finger combo. All of it is surrounded around our chicken fingers, our One Love. Every single building has a one built into the design of the structure. It's usually right around the door frame. So it's kind of hidden, but it's our One Love. It's on all of our shirts and our uniforms because we want to really make sure we are giving the customer that high-quality One Love, our chicken finger meals.
Great. Now, you also are very involved with the community. Now, that's very important, of course, to Raising Cane's. But why is it so important? You've got several programs. We'll go into them a little bit later. But why are your programs and your community involvement, why is it so important to Raising Cane's?
So being a privately owned, founder-driven company, it really goes back to the early days when Todd opened his first restaurant. And he was at the north gates of LSU, and he realized that we needed to be able to be part of the community, just not in the community. We needed to be part of it. And so he started giving back to the local communities. And it was amazing how fast word got out that Cane's gave back. And so we want to continue to be part of our localized communities. So we have five areas that we really focus on, and it's pet welfare, which we're super excited about partnering with Anthony and Wet Nose Wednesdays. Then we have our Feeding the Hungry. We're a restaurant company. We definitely want to make sure those are fed. We have entrepreneurism because Todd is the ultimate entrepreneur. We have active lifestyle. And then we want to make sure we're supporting education. You always have to have a great education. It's how Todd started his business. And then we do have everything else. We always want to make sure we support anyone who is in need in our communities.
Now, speak about that. You take a request and you consider all requests for help and as far as community involvement. Tell us about that.
We do have a website, canesandcommunity.com. We do take requests from any nonprofit organization that needs help. We don't have a structure or a box we have to say, this is how it is. We like to be unique and organic and really make sure we're fitting the needs of these organizations, thinking outside of the box and finding ways that it works for both the organization and Raising Cane's to support them. We'll do fundraisers. We have student achievement awards. We'll sponsor teams and programs, make donations of gift baskets to raffles and auctions. It's truly about finding a way to partner and really make sure that those organizations feel supported in the ways that they need.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about the pet welfare program. I'm kind of interested about that.
So pet welfare, I mean, we are named after Raising Cane the First. We're named after a dog. We love it. All of our restaurants do have images of Cane the First and Cane the Second in them. And so we definitely want to make sure we're supporting those organizations that are maintaining the pet welfare, no-kill shelters. Adamant about no-kill shelters. We want to make sure that these animals are placed in homes that they have a chance to be relocated and put in their forever homes.
Okay, tell us about your enhancing education program.
So education is extremely important from being able to celebrate achievements in elementary schools to middle schools to high schools, even college partnerships. Education is extremely important to make sure that our future is bright with these kids. We'll find any way we can to support them and help that growth and mental development.
You also support walking trails. I imagine that's part of the promoting the active lifestyles portion of your...
Of course.
Go into that a little bit more.
Active lifestyle. I mean, everyone needs to have a healthy and active lifestyle, whether it be recreational or professional sports, high school sports. It's a great means to create a community with active lifestyle. Education's a lot of times tied into that. But active lifestyle brings different communities together in a whole new way that food can also enhance that. You have to eat. You might want to work out. You may want to just go walk on a trail. You may want to play a soccer game on a Sunday. But let's get around and eat together.
Great. Now, if there's, as we get ready to close, is there one specific point you'd like to make about how Raising Cane's is a community-oriented business?
We truly believe that we want to be part of the community, not in it, of it. When you walk into our restaurants, you should feel like that restaurant is part of that local community. We have some very specific graphics that are amazing for Raising Cane's, but everything else is very localized down to the local high schools within a 3 to 5 mile radius around those restaurants. You shouldn't see generic items up on our walls that don't support that local community.
Okay, Micah Brandt, market leader of marketing for Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. We've been talking about how the restaurants focus on community involvement. So thank you very much for joining me today, Micah. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We really enjoyed the time.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.